land, buy or sell today on the Fantasy Football Today podcast brought to you by Squarespace. That's the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. And for a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com/CBS Sports and use the offer code FUN. Adam Azer, Dave Richard here on Wednesday, October 15th. A lot of buy or sell today. Dave, I was trying to figure out the best way to talk about guys like Matt Ryan and Le'Veon Bell and anyone else that people have questions about. So I put it out there to the Twitter folks and the emailers, and they came through. And yeah. How are you?
What do they got?
Oh, you know. Well, here, I'll give you a sneak peek.
Okay.
Lamar Miller, top 12 rest of season. Bill Belichick punching Rex Ryan. Mark Ingram, top 24. Alfred Morris, top 12. Marcus Colston, primary target for Breeze. Stuff like that. Josh Gordon, mustaches, and plenty more. We'll also do some Grade the Trade. Emails, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. We're playing the feud later on and breaking down the Jets and the Patriots. And Jamie will obviously be in shortly. So please watch Fantasy Football Today later on. I have a trivia question for you.
All right.
How many times in his career has Shane Vereen had more than 10 carries in a game?
More than 10 carries in a game?
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Gotcha.
I'm going to say 3.
2.
Okay. I knew it was low.
14 for 101 and 7 catches for 58 yards in the same game. That was the season opener last year, 2013 in Buffalo.
Right. Oh, that's when his stock was hotter than hell, and then he hurt his wrist.
And in 2012, he had 11 carries for 40 yards and a touchdown and 1 catch for 11 yards. So he's done well when he's had the opportunities, but they haven't really shown a willingness to run him too much.
Yeah, and they didn't do it even after Stephen Ridley got hurt last week, and that makes me nervous for the future of Shane Vereen. And I'm a little cautious. I don't want to lose him off my team, but I don't know if I'm ready to start him on Thursday.
Now, with that said, Dave, stat of the day, number one, involves this Jets-Patriots game, which we'll get into in further detail later. But the Jets have allowed Brandon Oliver and Ronnie Hillman to rush for over 100 yards
in consecutive games.
In consecutive games, and Oliver scored a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. That was after 4 games in which the Jets allowed no more than 46 rushing yards to any running back and no running back touchdowns. So who are the Jets defensively?
They are a team that isn't very good at rushing the passer unless they blitz, and they've taken on a lot of quarterbacks that can beat the blitz. Look at their last two opponents, Phillip Rivers, Peyton Manning. And I think that the run defense has suffered through because of that. And also these are teams that have built leads on them, and they're just grinding down the clock in the second half. And that's how Hillman got to 100 yards. That's how Brandon Oliver had his big game. The touchdown catch that Oliver had was on a fun play. He was all the way on the other side of the field when Rivers threw it. It was a long pass, but it traveled long horizontally, not vertically. It went that way, and not this way, Adam. And then Oliver caught it, and then he did go this way, right down the field for a touchdown. It's not for a lack of personnel, although I know David Harris is a question mark. But I think you've kind of got to buy in to the Jets not playing well against the run, especially when they're getting blown out. I think they're going to get blown out. Mm-hmm. And they're playing on Thursday, and we've seen running backs play well on Thursday.
So who's it going to be?
Well, that's the bigger issue, because you'd like to think that it's Brandon Bolden. You'd like to think that there's an answer, first of all. And I don't know if there is one. I think the Patriots are scared to give Shane Vereen too much work. I think they're acutely aware that he's a bit injury prone.
Like Bradshaw.
That's based on last year. Yes.
Like the Colts with Bradshaw.
Yeah, so I think they really want to limit his carries, and I think once the game's in hand, they'd really like to get Shane Vereen the heck out of there. I haven't gone back and checked, but I wonder if we go back and look at that blowout game they had against Cincinnati, how many second-half carries Shane Vereen had in that game. My guess is going to be very few.
All right, so that rank the running backs for the Patriots. Standard scoring and then PPR.
I mean, there's a part of me that wants to put Bolden number one, honestly. But I don't know for a fact that he's going to be that guy for them.
So Vereen has to be number one?
I'm going to use logic and say that it will be, though, because he's not a rookie. He's got the most experience, and he's the one that came in for Stephen Ridley last week. Now, James White was inactive, but I don't see them saying, well, Brandon, you're a great special teamer, and you're a part-time player. That's my Belichick impersonation, by the way. But we're going to let this rookie who's got 8 total rushing yards or something like that so far in the NFL. We're going to let him go and take over. Maybe toward the end of the game, if it's a blowout, James White gets in there. But I think Bolden, I could be talked into him being a third running back or a possible flex this week against the Jets.
I'm seeing 3 second-half carries in that Bengals game for Vereen.
Here's the other thing, and this is a weird stat. Where is that? I have it written down. The last time the Jets lost by 10 or more points to the Patriots in their first meeting in season was before Rex Ryan was the head coach. Ryan has either kept it close with the Patriots or has beaten the Patriots in his first meeting. Now,
and it could be very rainy,
which would help the running backs.
Play a monsoon last year? Was that them? I know it was a Patriots Thursday night game. Was it against the Jets?
It was a crummy game. It was 13-10 early on in the year. I think it was the first Thursday night game. It might have been in the rain. Yeah, weather could be a factor on Thursday. I don't ever look at that until, you know, a couple hours before kickoff.
All right, Dave, let's get going here. It's the other stat of the day I have for this game, and you're starting Gronkowski, so this one's just for fun. The Jets have allowed 7 touchdown catches to tight ends in their last 4 games. Bennett, Gates, and Thomas, 2 each. Ebron, 1. But they are limiting yards for tight ends, but those tight ends are finding the end zone. Rob Gronkowski's number one, and I wanted to mention FanDuel because they do have Thursday competitions. I just did a FanDuel lineup, and I put Gronkowski. I had
Gronkowski
Patriots.
Last week. He had a touchdown that was called back last week. And that really could have put me – I bubbled in both of my tournaments, the Beat Dave Richard Challenge that I do.
Yeah.
It's a $5 tournament. It's just for fun with everybody. I bubbled in that one. I fell 3 places shy of cashing. And then in their big tournament, they've got this big Sunday kickoff tournament – where I think it's like almost $500,000 guaranteed.
This week it is. It's the
$500,000
Sunday.
Right, I fell short by like 100 spots in that tournament. So I'm mad.
That contest is $10 to enter, and it starts Sunday at 1 p.m. That's FanDuel.com. Click the microphone in the upper right corner before Sunday's games and enter the code CBSWIN, CBSWIN, W-I-N. But yeah, I did a FanDuel lineup with Brady, Brandon LaFell, Shane Vereen, Rob Gronkowski, and the Patriots defense. So I'm hoping for a blowout.
You're just covering
there.
All your bases.
I'm hoping for a blowout.
I'm intrigued by LaFell, by the way.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. We'll break that down a little bit later. Here's email of the day number one from Ben from Lake Blank, California.
Topanga.
Oh, okay. Because he's Ben?
No.
Is that a real place?
I think it is.
Okay, I thought you were boy meets worlding it there.
What's
says,
that?
Nah, really? Dear Mario, Luigi, and Toad, I just wanted to give kudos to Adam for keeping it together on Fantasy Football Today, the video. Every time the camera went to Jamie's face, I started laughing uncontrollably. You, sir, are a true professional. You're lucky, Dave. Nobody can even tell you have a mustache.
Oh, my wife can tell I have a mustache.
All right, email of the day number
now,
2 from Gary.
Now everywhere I go, everybody's asking, can you do Sergeant Slaughter? Can you do the Sergeant Slaughter impersonation?
Funny. Do it.
Listen here, you maggots. America, love it or leave it.
And there is a Topanga, California. I don't know if there's a Lake Topanga, but we're going to say that there is. There's a canyon.
All right, here's the question from Gary. Going forward in a 2-quarterback league with Rivers as my number one, would you rather have Carson Palmer or Austin Davis over Matt Ryan? People are worried about Matt Ryan.
Yeah, they kind of should be. I like Carson Palmer for 2 reasons. Number one, because of the offense he plays in and the fact that he's back. Oh, hello, those are good things. But number two, he might end up playing so well that you can use him as trade bait down the line.
Okay, but the question is, do you like Ryan over Carson? Do you like Carson Palmer over Ryan rest of season? The answer is no on Austin Davis.
But. Yeah. I'm not ready to say that yet, but I'm close. I like Palmer better this week.
Okay. Yeah, Matt Ryan, there are legitimate concerns here with Ryan.
His line stinks.
His line is terrible.
It's the same. And last week he didn't have a run game, and he made it real easy for the Bears to defend him.
At Baltimore, home against Detroit, and then a week 9 bye. So the next 3 weeks could be tough.
Could be tough.
Injuries, news, and notes presented by Squarespace. Cincinnati wide receiver Marvin Jones out for the season.
Yuck.
Jacksonville was keeping Storm Johnson to a maximum of 10 carries last week. Does that say they don't really trust him? They're not really ready to make him a guy?
Yeah, and they never will. It's going to be a part-time deal in that backfield forever.
Eric Decker dealing with a hamstring injury, but he expects to play Thursday at New England.
Hooray.
Denver linebacker Danny Trevathan is on IR, designated to return. Dallas right tackle Doug Free out 3 to 4 weeks with a fractured foot. Does this have a big fantasy impact on anyone?
You know, he was playing pretty well, but he's still the weak link of that offensive line, which is saying something because he could start for a lot of other NFL teams at right tackle.
And San Francisco linebacker Patrick Willis has a toe injury. Hopefully that's okay. They played a substantial part of that game without him and did well, but he's important, obviously.
Yeah, that's a bad guy to lose when you're going into Denver.
Guard Mike Iupati left Monday's game with a concussion. More on that game tomorrow when we do the NFC. Oh, no, that'll be an AFC home game. So more on that game Friday when you do the AFCs. Do you expect Reggie Bush against New Orleans?
As of now, I do.
Eddie Royal against Kansas City.
As of now, I don't, but that could change.
Donald Brown.
No.
Toby Gerhardt against Cleveland.
Not sure yet. I wouldn't start him even if he was active.
So Wednesday afternoon, we get more injury updates. So Thursday's podcast, possibly Wednesday's video show, and of course, always on the website. You can get the latest. Today's podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. You can easily create your own professional website or online portfolio with Squarespace. It is easy, and it's going to look great. I mean, I've seen the finished products. They look really sweet. Squarespace always has new platforms, new features, new designs, and the customer support is going to make this extremely easy for you. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Squarespace has a support team ready to help you out. If you don't want to spend a lot to make a website, that's why you need to go to squarespace.com. It costs only $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. And every design looks good on your computer, on your tablet, on your phone, on any device, anytime.
What about the refrigerator?
If you print it out, take a screenshot, print it out, put it on the fridge, yeah, it's going to look good.
Hmm.
All right. Start a free trial, no credit card required, and build your website today. And use the offer code FUN. FUN to get 10% off and to show your support for our show. Thanks to Squarespace for supporting the Fantasy Football Today podcast. That's Squarespace, everything you need to create an exceptional website. Buy or sell, part one, from Bill from Oak Forest, Illinois. Hey, Sid, Jim, and Jay. He says, ask Dave, so I can only assume those are wrestlers.
They are not wrestlers.
Oh,
Sid,
those are Bears,
Jim,
aren't
and Jay,
they?
Bears quarterbacks. Can you name them?
Luckman, McMahon, and Cutler.
There you go.
PPR, Reuben Randall and or Odell Beckham will outscore Roddy White rest of season. Buy or sell?
I want to buy it. I want to buy it with Reuben Randall. I want to see him break out and be that guy for the Giants now that Victor Cruz is out.
Yeah, I feel like you have to throw away last week against Philadelphia. Just awful game statistically for everyone. But before that, Randall's getting 10 targets a game week after week.
Mm-hmm.
I like both these guys going forward. How about you?
I'm more willing to trust Randall based on the experience and the chemistry that he's got. Remember, let's not forget, Beckham's played two NFL games.
Right.
So he's getting pressed into a situation, which is good, but he might still take a little time to develop, and last week was proof of that against Philadelphia.
So how would you rank
the three? And I'm worried about Roddy White. One more injury to that offensive line or one other problem for that Falcons offense, and Roddy White could really go downhill fast. So I'm nervous about him.
Well, he's already been pretty disappointing.
Yeah.
So if you had to rank those three receivers, that's kind of tough, especially at the top.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I'm looking at the trade chart now. I've got White with the most value rest of season compared to Randall, but it's a 2-point difference. They're very close.
James Etchison at what the Buck? BUC. McFadden, buy or sell, is worth an RB2 for a bye week replacement. Is a worthy RB2?
Sure. I don't love his matchup against Arizona this week, but sure.
And Jeremy Hill scores more fantasy points than Darren McFadden. I'm guessing that's a week 7 thing.
In week 7? Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think Jeremy Hill gets the work against Indy.
Will Whittemore, buy or sell Matt Ryan as a top 10 quarterback rest of season?
I'm buying it for now, but I don't love that I'm buying it. I don't know if I can name 10 other quarterbacks I'd rather have.
Let's try. All right, Peyton, Rodgers, Breeze, Rivers.
Luck.
There's your five right there.
Right.
So
Peyton, Rodgers, Breeze, Rivers, Luck.
Romo, yes or no?
Yeah, right now I think Ryan's got a little more value. I'd put Breeze ahead of Ryan.
Yeah, we said him, didn't we?
Cutler would be ahead of Cutler, Ryan the rest of the season.
Really? You're going Ryan over Romo, huh?
Well, I probably shouldn't go Ryan over Romo, over Russell Wilson, over Brady. Yeah, it's tough. He's like right on that cusp.
Okay. Next up, Sports Porch FF. Buy or sell, Lamar Miller finishes as a top 10 running back in standard leagues.
Yeah, I'm going to say yes to that.
How about that?
Opportunity, plus what we've seen, plus a good offensive line, and an offense that will lean on him.
Now, one concern, because he's averaging 5.2 yards per carry, but I guess two concerns. One, he hasn't had more than 15 carries in a game yet.
That'll change.
Will it?
I think it will.
Marino missed two of those games, I think.
Missed a lot, yeah.
And then didn't have much work in the last game.
He will have some games with more than 15 carries.
Yeah, some. And the schedule, I looked at the fantasy points allowed to running backs for his remaining opponents.
Well, he's got the Jets in there.
He's got the Jets, who right now are seventh. He doesn't have them again until later in the year, so he doesn't have them until later in the year. He has them twice, one in week 17.
Mm-hmm.
There are only two teams that currently rank 20th or worse against opposing running backs. So it's Chicago, who's 12th best against running backs. Jacksonville, 27th.
Which, honestly, I think is a misnomer. I don't think they're that good against the run.
Yeah, these stats can be deceiving. San Diego, 13th. And they're not very good against the run.
They're okay.
Detroit, 7th. They're good.
That's a tough one.
Buffalo, 1st. They're good. Denver, 17th. But they only give up 3.3 yards per carry and the fourth fewest rushing yards per game. The Jets, 7th. Baltimore, 3rd. New England, 19th. Minnesota, 30th in week 16. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then the Jets again in week 17.
Yeah, I think you'll just climb through with Miller.
Okay. All right, next up, Joshua Smith, buy or sell. Any chance Bill Belichick goes to the midfield and punches Rex Ryan in the face before kickoff?
Yes. Yes, there is a 100% chance of that happening. Because that's what Belichick does.
Yeah. He does. He does do that all the time. Buy or sell from Rob Raines. Jerick McKinnon and Mark Ingram are top 24 running backs the rest of the way.
I'm not ready to go all in on Jerick McKinnon. I know some guys are, but I'm not there yet.
How about Ingram?
I don't think I'm there yet with him either. Part of me is worried that he's going to be 10 touches a game, and circumstances might let him score.
And his schedule does get is better than Miller's on paper.
Right, but it's the opposite situation of Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Miller was in a kitchen with another cook. That cook has since been burned at the knee by a flaming pot roast when he opened the oven and flames shot out. And so now Miller is the only cook. He's the emerald of his kitchen. Uh-huh. Now the Saints running backs, there's like four emeralds in that kitchen. They have that big guy with the slick back ponytail.
But when they had all those
Bobby
guys,
Flay
Ingram
guy
was the primary ball carrier and very good for two games before he got hurt. And he's averaging like 6 yards per carry.
What has Kyrie Robinson done to lose opportunities to work in there?
Nothing.
Yeah. That's why I'm worried.
All right. Would you rather have Brandon Oliver or Mark Ingram rest of season?
I'm going to say Oliver. Crazy as it sounds, but I don't think the Chargers are going to quickly say, well, nice job, Brandon. You've been this great running back for us. Now we're going to go back to Ryan Matthews. They're not going to do that. I'd be stunned if they did that. Ken Wisenhunt might do that.
But. G. Kamana, buy or sell. Carlos Hyde is the top scoring rookie running back this year.
Who else is there? Well, there's Sankey. He's not going to be it. Jeremy Hill has a chance. It's going to have to take a Gore injury. McKinnon could be that
is
guy.
Oliver a rookie?
Oliver's a rookie. Might be him.
Andre Williams.
I'm going to sell it. I we're all rooting for Carlos Hyde, but if you're rooting for Carlos Hyde, that means you're rooting against Frank Gore.
So you're selling it? Who do you think? Who would you take as your
Oliver
top?
Might be that guy. Oh. I really like him. I know I'm not a coach of the Chargers. I just play one on this podcast, but it would make no sense for them to turn back now to Ryan Matthews is a full-time guy.
Here's one I like. Buy or sell from Christopher Welty. Alfred Morris is a top 12 running back rest of season. He's currently 12th in standard and 19th in PPR.
You got his schedule for the rest of the way? I like him this week a lot against Tennessee.
Let's get that schedule up.
Let's get that schedule. The reason why I like them against Tennessee is because they've been terrible against the run. And they've been kind of committed to Morris these last 2 weeks against tough run defenses. He's had 13 carries in each game. He's been pretty easy to get away from in those games. And I could see them going back to him this week and giving him a lot of work against Tennessee.
Tennessee, at Dallas, at Minnesota, and then a bye.
I don't like him during the bye week.
But these next 3 weeks could be good for him.
Could be good. What has he got after that?
Tampa Bay.
Oh, yeah.
At San Francisco.
Mm.
Sit him.
Yeah.
At Indianapolis.
That's probably not going to be a great game for him.
St. Louis at home.
Okay.
At the Giants, who stink against running backs.
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia in week 16. And then Dallas in week 17.
I don't mind that schedule.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, he could do it. He could finish in the top 12.
PPR. That's going to be kind of hard.
Right.
He's not good in that format. Not nearly as good. Mark Henderson. Buy or sell Le'Veon Bell finishes the year with fewer touchdowns than Isaiah Crowell, Trent Richardson, and Jeremy Hill.
Combined?
No.
I will buy that if it's combined. I'll sell it. I still think he finds the end zone.
He's got one touchdown this year.
Yeah, but boy, he can rake in the yardage.
I mean, he's playing so well, and the fantasy production just hasn't matched it yet, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So, how good is he? Like, where is Le'Veon Bell in your rest of season running back rankings?
Top 10 for sure, just outside the top 5.
Okay. Rest of season, Bell or Gio Bernard?
They're neck and neck. They're actually tied.
Oh. Okay.
I would probably rather take Gio, but that's my personal choice and personal preference.
And you're entitled to it.
Thank you.
Pete Farmer, buy or sell, Marcus Colston is now a primary target for Drew Brees. Jamie, buy or sell.
I think you have to buy it. Who is he going to throw to?
Oh, man. That mustache. It's even darker and thicker today.
You should have seen him walk in with his sunglasses on. He looked like a cop.
Officer Eisenberg, welcome to the show. Colston, primary target. You're buying. You buying, Dave?
Reluctantly.
Jonathan LaCour. Josh Gordon is a top 12 wide receiver, weeks 12 and on. Buy or sell? Anyone?
Sell.
Sell.
Why?
Because that's a running team, and we don't know how quickly he'll be assimilated back into the offense.
Why, James?
I've got an interesting question for you, though, and this isn't really a fantasy question. What happens if the Browns are in playoff contention? What if this guy actually comes back and starts to get in his groove very late in the season and makes an impact in the playoffs for the Browns? Did I just say playoffs and Browns in the same sentence?
I don't think they'll really make the playoffs, but
maybe they fight for it.
I don't know. You guys seem quite down on him, and I don't get it.
It's not down. I mean, top 12 is, you know.
He was number one last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
Same guy. And
different
they actually
offense.
Have a running game now. So
it's a different offense.
You know, you call them a running team, and you're right. They run the ball great, but does that might help him.
I think it'll be good. I just don't know if you're going to get the same guy. I mean, what do we say all the time about guys that hold out? That they come in, and they're not always great because practice time isn't there, and, you know, the rhythm isn't there for them. So I have no problem picking him up. I have no problem sitting on him if you have the roster spot to carry him, especially at this point now because you're starting to see if you're 5-0, you're 4-1, 6-0, 5-1, you know, whatever your record may be, if you're definitely eyeing the playoffs at this point, sure. Pick him up and roll with it if you can do it. And then you just see what happens. But to say he's going to step in, be a must-start guy, look, we still don't know. Like Dave said, playoff team, I'll go the other way. They go on a losing streak between now and he comes back, and it's Manziel. How comfortable are you going to feel?
Less comfortable
with Josh Gordon and Manziel. So there are still some risks involved with Josh Gordon going forward, but it's definitely a positive risk.
Dustin Rogers, buy or sell cereal in the mustache. Cereal in the mustache.
I actually had a glass of milk last night, and I was trying to see if the milk would stay as I was drinking milk just to see what would happen.
What's your milk preference?
Well, I have two little ones. One does not drink milk yet from anything other than his mother.
Right.
And the other one, we do low-fat milk. 1%?
1%, yeah.
The green one from Publix, whatever that is.
I'm at 2% or 1% for me, Dave. Right.
I grew up on the fat-free.
The skim?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah, man.
God, skim is so bad. Cracking open and in a bowl of skim milk?
That's just like vomit
Jamie's,
in a bowl.
Yeah, not a joy. All right, Jets and Patriots.
No wonder you like that cereal. You can't taste it.
I can taste the cereal. I don't taste the milk.
That crappy milk dilutes it.
Tom Brady.
Gotta cut calories where you can.
All right, we're starting Tom Brady. He's number 6 for Jamie. He's number 5 for Dave. The only quarterbacks we have Brady behind are Manning, Rodgers, Luck, and Cutler, and for Jamie, Rivers, whereas Dave has Brady one spot ahead of Rivers. So Brady is a must-start. So Brady over Breeze.
There's one caveat, though. They're expecting bad, bad weather Thursday night.
Yep. Right.
So you just have to sort of gauge that with how you view Brady. I hate it because we could say it now, and then Thursday night, it's a perfect night.
It's got to be a major downpour. It can't just be regular old rain. It's got to be like you can't see. Mm-hmm. That's when I'll start getting worried about Brady.
And the funny thing is that, so what'll end up happening is it'll be a muck game and we'll see Brandon Bolden go nuts. Just something. Or James White goes nuts. And then next week, he'll do nothing. You know, that's the way the storyline can be framed.
Well, the Jets and the Buccaneers lead the NFL with 15 passing touchdowns allowed. So, again, I guess the only controversial one maybe, I don't know, or... not controversial, but interesting that you're starting him over Breeze, which for a lot of people might be
Breeze has the Lions
shocking.
This week.
Yeah. All right, how are you approaching the running backs? Dave and I talked about this earlier. Jamie, you want to give your opinion here on the Patriots running backs?
I think Vereen is going to be worth starting. It kind of depends on who you have. I think PPR leagues, though, you should still keep him out there. Last week was a big disappointment, though. So, you know, we'll see. I just can't imagine him not getting... let's just say 3 more carries a game, maybe 5 more carries a game, and that should be good because I think he'll benefit from that. So after him, it would be Bolden, then White. You know, I picked up Bolden in a few leagues last night just to speculate on it. Why not? I actually picked him up. I was surprised in our 20-team league. I was 8th on waivers.
And you got him 8th on waivers?
I got him 8th on waivers. I was really
good
surprised.
Good for you.
So,
wow.
You know, like I said, it's just one of those things where you see what happens. There was another league where somebody picked up White first, and this is a league with a lot of Boston fans, a lot of Patriots fans, my softball league. You know, so a lot of guys that – it's a keeper league, so maybe that was the thought. I haven't talked to anybody yet, but maybe that's why they picked up White.
I think
White.
That's got to be it.
It could be. I actually drafted White in that league. So
Vereen or Oliver, PPR?
Oliver.
Vereen or Holmes, Andre Holmes, PPR?
I'll go Holmes.
If the weather's bad, I'll gamble on Vereen.
Vereen or Odell Beckham?
Vereen.
Beckham or Bolden? Standard.
Bolden.
Bolden. I don't like the Giants this week.
Ooh, really? I like Bolden as the third running
Why
back.
Why not?
He actually hasn't played that great against the Cowboys recently.
Who, Eli?
Yeah.
No, he did in week one last year. That's when Cruz got three
That
touchdowns.
Was like his only game.
Yep. But in 3 of the last 4, he's been 18 points or less. I mean, last year against them in the second meeting, he was okay, but it was 174 yards and 2 touchdowns.
A little tentative about him knowing that Cruz isn't there and how that offense might operate.
Any Jets we're starting here?
Where do you see Revis? Where do you see Decker in my rankings?
Oh, you don't?
Take a look.
He's not even in there.
Nope.
Not even garbage time work?
No. I've seen Sammy Watkins last week. I saw
Sammy Watkins came a yard away from a touchdown.
Did he score?
No, he didn't, but he came a yard away from a touchdown, and well, that's the only guy Geno Smith has other than Amaro. And Decker's been good this year.
He's very
good. He's been very touchdown dependent.
So what, that's 48 guys? He's not in your top 48?
Not my top 48.
He's barely in my top 36.
And I have, I think, I'm through. Now, it's somewhat deceiving. Obviously, if people that follow us, I tend to project, you know, a little bit higher than Dave. So my last guy, I don't know what your cutoff is. So my last guy in my receiver rankings has 5 fantasy points. So I think I gave him 4. So I think I'm like 40 yards receiving.
You've got him doing what he pretty much does every week, just no touchdown.
No touchdown.
Brandon LaFell is the best wide receiver in this game.
Well, there's
Edelman. I was thinking like outside receivers. How good is Edelman this week?
I think he's like what you get last week from him.
Yeah.
If the weather's good.
I've got him as a third receiver.
What about Jason Morrow?
I don't mind him as a bye week replacement for Ertz.
I think what you got,
is he better than the Saints guys, Jamie?
I'll say yes.
No, I don't think he scores. I think what you got from him three games ago, which was 5 for 58, which I think is a good game. It's not a great game for a tight end this week.
Amaro or Heath Miller?
Amaro.
I would gamble on Heath Miller.
The Patriots DST is number 1 for Jamie, number 2 for Dave, and any any thoughts about Chris Ivory, Chris Johnson?
No, I love no Chris pleasant Johnson. Ones.
Go look at Chris Johnson's man.
Yeah, no. No thanks.
I think Ivory's okay.
Top 150.
Ivory's, I like both of the main Patriots running backs better than Ivory.
Okay. So it's basically start your Patriots, sit your Jets, and just give me a guess on how many fantasy points Brandon LaFell is going to score.
7.
6.
Buy or sell part 2. Buy or sell from So Sublime. Eddie Lacy finds a way to bounce back by the fantasy playoffs.
Buy.
Agreed. I actually like him this week.
Yeah.
I do.
With the minimal carries?
Even with the minimal carries.
Yeah, I don't know.
Every running back that's had at least 13 carries against Carolina has had at least 10 fantasy points.
Yeah, I think he'll get double digits. I think he scores. It's just a matter of, you know,
I think so too.
Comparing him to some other players. Like, I would take Justin Forsett over him this week.
Would you take Shane Vereen over Lacy?
No.
No. Maybe in a PPR league.
Yeah, he just has not looked good. He's had one game with over 48 rushing yards. That was Minnesota. He had a great game, but 17 carries for 48 yards and a touchdown against Chicago. It's his second best game. He's been.
I think he could do something like that against Carolina.
He's 10 catches, so it's not like he's doing anything in the passing game.
Yeah. The playing time has been practically a dead split between him and James Starks the last 2 weeks.
And for me, in one of my leagues where I own Lacy, I only own him in one league. My first claim was, well, I knew nobody was going to pick up Starks. My first claim was Palmer for Roethlisberger, but. My second claim was Starks. I added Starks over Bernard Pierce because I own Lacy.
You should have. Actually, in our 16-team office league, I got James Starks for a buck. I was very happy about that.
Yeah, it's a good gamble. Jay, buy or sell, Gronkowski finishes outside the top 2 at tight end.
I will sell that because I think he's going to be better than Graham this point forward.
I think the only concern is he came down, scared us quite a bit on
Sunday.
That was
a scary play, but
he
came back in.
And he's still Gronkowski, you know.
But he could still get hurt.
Brady, after the game, said he looks like his old self.
Oh, he's so good, yeah. Finding Demo. Buy or sell, Kirk Cousins and Ronnie Hillman remain starters for their respective teams. Cousins and Hillman.
I'll sell.
Jamie?
I wouldn't be surprised if Hillman remains the quote-unquote starter for the Broncos. And they just sort of ease Monte Ball in like they did last year. And then maybe what happens when they get to the playoffs is if Ball's playing well, that's the guy they go with. Because I think he's still the better pure runner. But Hillman's just doing a nice job. And Adam, you brought this up on our video show yesterday, that he's already had one better game than Ball's had all year.
Yeah. Buy or sell from Ben. Tom Brady, a top 10 quarterback rest of season.
It's such a good group. It's so funny that Tony Romo had 20 fantasy points. It was number 16 last week.
Yeah, 20 fantasy points wasn't so good last week.
So, I guess I'll buy it.
Okay.
I guess I would too.
Buy or sell from Mr. Smith. Cam Newton, top 7 quarterback going forward.
I'll sell that.
I'll sell that too.
Cam or Brady, rest of season?
Brady.
If you tell me that guy last week shows up every week.
Which guy are you talking about that shows up every
week? Cam. Because you're not going to get 4 touchdowns from Brady on a week-to-week basis. You can get 60-plus rushing yards from Cam if he commits to it.
I think they ran out of like things to do on offense besides Cam throwing that he had to run.
He took a beating.
He did, but I also wonder if the coaches were like, you know what? He survived that game. Maybe we can lean on him a little bit more this way. And you know how the Packers have been. Remember how bad the Packers were against Colin Kaepernick all those times?
2 playoff games, 3 appearances. The one game where he threw for 400 yards, he didn't run very much in the season opener 2 years ago.
Right.
But in the 2 playoff games, he had 7 for 98. In the last year's game, and then 2 years ago was just ridiculous.
It was like over 100.
And they've already given up. The Packers already given him 2 rushing touchdowns to opposing quarterbacks this year. Yep. So,
and we know what Kaepernick's done in the past against them, so maybe they just struggle against that type of quarterback. Well, you didn't say that, did you? You were talking about Cam.
He did.
He said the Kaepernick thing?
Yeah.
I was listening the entire time. I just thought you were talking about Cam.
Nope.
You pulled a Dave.
Well, what the hell are we talking about Kaepernick for?
He's a rushing quarterback.
Making the comparison.
Against the Packers.
Oh. Oh, those were the games you were talking about.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about previous Cam games against the Packers. Oh. I'm sorry.
Nope.
Well, you switch. Cam and Kaepernick sound exactly alike. Exactly. People confuse them all the time.
Does it sound like ruin and rune?
One more. Rangers fan. Buy or sell, Drew Brees is a top 4 quarterback from this point forward.
I have to sell. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sell.
I have to. There's 4 quarterbacks that are better than him.
It's so funny because I think Breeze is going to be good. You know, he's going to be probably in that 20 to 23 range probably every game. You know, like, look, last week, the last game he played was against Tampa Bay. He was bad, but he finished with 23 fantasy points. You know, so that's what you just kind of have to hope for. You think anybody's going to take quarterback early next year?
Yeah, of course. I think the Peyton Manning owner is very happy right now.
Depends on how they did drafting running.
You know
what?
You always say this, and now you've tweaked me. Now I'm angry. Okay,
you're angry
because if you drafted Andrew Luck, great, congratulations, very happy. If you drafted Russell Wilson, congratulations, very happy.
Phillip Rivers.
Rivers, yeah, congratulations. Roethlisberger. Romo, well, that, he's been fine, but that, he's been
but,
okay.
But that,
Matt Ryan, no, give me Peyton Manning
down,
in the first
man.
Round.
Calm down.
Ryan's really the one though that you could say has been the disappointment.
Stafford,
but Stafford was in the early range.
Nah,
Stafford was the fourth.
No,
guy.
He was in round three by the time ADP was done.
What, late round three?
It's still round three. I'm just saying.
Okay, but
and now without
of our
Calvin,
drafts,
that's falling apart.
Yeah, I think it's a mixed bag.
I know you're salty because you hit on the
Foles,
wrong quarterback.
I mean, but for every success story with a late round quarterback, there's a failure. Been a lot of failures. Roethlisberger's been junk. Palmer's
but
been
hurt. but he's the tail end of it though.
Yeah, I think Romo, Foles,
Cutler's been very good.
Cutler's been very good, but up until last week, he was just good.
He's been 20 or more.
No,
every
he's
week.
Been 20 or more. He's been
yeah, but
very
he's been
consistent.
Like 20, 22. He hasn't been a huge breakout.
Yeah, but
guy.
When you but again, it's all relative to who else you draft. If you hit on your first, you know, 7 or 8 picks, and you're taking Cutler in round 8 or 9, and he's giving you 20 or more.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, look, Cutler's a success story, but I would love to have Aaron Rodgers right now. I mean, just feel so.
Would you love to have Drew Brees?
You know what I? Look, we could have sat here a week ago and said all these bad things about Cam Newton. He has one huge game. 2 weeks ago, we were saying these things about Tom Brady.
Sure,
he has
right.
two huge
there,
games. Why not Brees?
There's ebbs and flows with this season. It's unlike any season I've ever seen before because we would have all said, yeah, take the stud receivers early. Well, AJ stinks now. Calvin stinks now because of injuries. Julio Jones has not yeah. been the guy we hoped for.
Demaryius got Bryant off to a slow start.
Has not
now
been
he's
the
finally
guy
picking
for.
It up.
Yeah,
I, that's totally me. I mean, I was all about that.
Yep.
Those stud receivers.
That's it. I'm taking kickers in round one next year.
It's sports. You know, at the end of the day, sometimes it's just you chalk it up to sports. Nope. Okay, I'm going to put you guys in the spot. I apologize for this. One buy low candidate at each position, all four positions. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. Would you like time to think?
No.
Jamie, quarterback.
Drew Brees.
Dave, buy low quarterback.
Nick Foles.
I like that.
That's and a waiver claim.
That could end up being a waiver claim.
I'd claim him.
I would too.
Jamie, running back.
Eddie Lacy.
Dave, running back.
Jamie took mine. Alf.
Dave, wide receiver. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be playing The Feud in a second, so.
So get ready for dead air.
Hooray for dead air.
Jamie, wide receiver?
Calvin or AJ? I mean, they're too obvious.
Yeah, but I don't know how cheap you're going to be able to get them.
If you tell me right now Calvin's out for through their bye week, I think somebody will take something to make sure their team is in good shape.
I'll say Reuben Randall and Sammy Watkins.
Okay. And a tight end, Dave.
I like my boy Ertz, and that's what I'm going to say. And then, again, that's another guy you can probably just pick up off waivers, especially after this week.
Jamie?
Off waivers, but Kyle Rudolph when he's healthy.
Okay. You guys want to do a sell high, or should we not?
Sure, if you want.
Have you enjoyed all the...
I think, yeah, it's good. It's buzzwords.
It drama?
People like it. Jamie, sell high quarterback.
I wasn't thinking quarterback off the top of my head. Go to Dave. Maybe he has one.
Dave?
Peyton Manning.
Oh, interesting.
Why?
Because I think you can pick up Phillip Rivers and a starter for him, or maybe even Russell Wilson in a starter, Tom Brady in a starter. What's the real difference going to be? And you pick up an extra starter for your team.
Jay Cutler.
The value is very high.
Why? Health?
Yeah.
All right, Cutler. Running back. Anyone?
If you can get good value for him, DeMarco Murray, but it's got to be through the roof type deal because he's the best player in fantasy.
That's a great one.
If not him.
Ahmad Bradshaw. Health.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one too. I think you can sell high on Arian Foster for the same reasons.
Wide receiver.
Steve Smith.
That's a pretty good one.
Nobody said Keenan Allen is a buy low, huh?
Nah. He's in the conversation.
All right. Got a sell high wide receiver, Dave?
Not really. I don't feel the same way about the elite guys at receiver like I do with Peyton and DeMarco. Like, I think it's a mistake if you even get a lot for Demarius or Jordy or Antonio Brown.
And
how about DeSean Jackson as a sell high?
Okay. And tight end, sell high.
Gates.
Damn it, Jamie, you did it again. I'll say Gronk for the same reasons as Gates and the same reason as DeMarco and Peyton. But don't do this unless you're getting just a no-brainer in exchange. No-brainer. Don't say, well, Dave said sell high on Peyton Manning, so I traded him for Matt Ryan and Donald Brown. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Are you ready for Fantasy Feud?
Yeah.
You'll see in your collection of notes, I have provided you with a list of teams to help you out. Just to look
I wish
at
we had some like
some
dramatic
logos.
Music going that we could.
You're good at that.
Dun, 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 or Fantasy maybe feud. It should be the Fantasy Feud, the Family Feud music.
Yeah, I don't want to get sued. Yeah, there you go. Okay, the top six answers are on the board. Tell me 6 points per passing touchdown.
What are we doing? Are we hitting the table?
How
we
you doing? Have to say something.
Or you can just buzz in. You know, you could say buzz. Tell me the over the last 3 weeks, the top six quarterbacks.
Buzz. Andrew Luck.
Show me Andrew Luck. He is number three. Pass or play? Oh, wait, no.
Jamie gets
you got
a chance
to
beat it.
Find two or one.
Peyton Manning.
He had a bye. So, pass or play, Dave?
I love passing to Jamie.
Okay.
So I'm passing to Jamie.
Top six quarterbacks.
I don't even care if he beats me. I just
last
love it.
3 weeks.
And Andrew Luck is one.
Andrew Luck is number three.
Tony Romo.
Number six, Tony Romo.
Nice guess.
Kirk Cousins.
Cousins is not there.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers.
The number one answer.
Okay.
One strike.
Guess Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater. Say Teddy Bridgewater.
Dave, you can steal. Be quiet.
He's only got one black so far.
I know, but Bridgewater could be your guy.
Brady? Is he in there?
Tom He's Brady is not in
no?
there. He had a bye, didn't he? Oh,
no.
No, no, no. How no. is he not in
I'm
there?
I'm ready to steal.
The Chiefs game.
Oh, God, yeah. 6 points in that game.
Rivers.
Rivers tied for number one with Aaron Rodgers. Two more.
Two more.
With one more strike. Dave, two you feel more. Good?
Oh, yeah. I got it. I got a guy.
Two more, one more strike.
Top six quarterbacks last 3 weeks. The Eisenberg family has one strike left.
Just say Bridgewater.
Kaepernick?
Correct! Number five, Colin Kaepernick, which means one more name.
And what's the order of the guys?
Rodgers, Rivers, Luck, blank, Kaepernick, Romo.
You're paying very close attention.
I already know who it is. Got it on lock.
So much pressure. You have 10 seconds.
Bridgewater, Bridgewater, Bridgewater.
You have 5 seconds. Two, one. The answer, please, Eisenberg family.
Did I say Romo?
Yes, you
did. Did I say Romo?
Oh, you're such a cheater. Buy yourself more time.
No? All right, go ahead. I lost.
Dave?
Joseph Unibrow Flacco.
You got it!
Hey! I forgot about the seven-point game, and they're still pushing him over.
Rodgers, Rivers, Luck, Flacco, Kaepernick, Romo. Reaction?
Two great games and one stinker.
Yeah. I mean, is this really the Joe Flacco that we're going to see for the rest of the season?
Forget Flacco. Tell me about Kaepernick. Are we going to see this quality Kaepernick?
Yeah. This is a guy that we thought he was going to be coming into the year. At least I thought he was going to be coming into the year. Throwing more. Better weapons. Bad defense. So, love him this week. I liked him last week. I don't see any reason why he can't keep this up with, you know, the ability to run on top of his passing. You know, that the running has come down the last couple of games, but I really like this matchup for him in a game they're chasing points. Broncos faced two good quarterbacks so far this year. Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck. Both have been 25 or more fantasy points. Everything else they face has been just complete terrible quarterbacks.
1-0 Richard family. Next category. The top seven answers are on the board. Please tell me tight end red zone targets.
Buzz.
Yes.
Dwayne Allen.
What? He's not in the top seven in red zone.
You heard
targets.
Me.
I'll say Antonio Gates.
The number four answer, Dave. Pass or play?
Pass.
He loves this. Okay.
Antonio Gates had 9 red zone targets to make him number 4.
Say Teddy Bridgewater.
I'm about to compose a tighter.
Is this on the season, Adam? Or is
yeah,
it
on
just...
the season. Red zone targets for tight ends.
Gronk.
Eh.
Wow. Julius Thomas.
Ding, oh, ding, duh. Ding. He's got 9 touchdowns.
Number 3.
Really? He's just number 3?
He's
huh?
got 9 touchdowns on 10 red zone
Martellus
targets.
Bennett.
Number 1, Martellus Bennett, 12 red zone targets.
Larry Donnell.
Number 2, Larry Donnell, 11 red zone
he was
targets.
My ace
that means
in the
we
hole.
Have 1 through 4. We need 3 more here. Jamie has 1 strike.
Jimmy Graham?
Number 5, Jimmy Graham.
How many is
with
that for
8
him?
Red zone targets. So now we need 6 and 7.
Greg Olsen.
Number 7, actually tied for number 6, Greg Olsen.
That's 7 red zone targets for him?
7 red zone targets. So who else has 7 red zone targets this year?
Ooh, boy.
How many strikes do I have? 1?
1.
Or do I have none?
No, you have 1.
You have 1. Gronk.
You said Gronk, right?
Oh, I'm going to take another gamble here. Kobe Fleener.
Ding, ding, ding! The Eisenberg.
Good job.
Finally evens the score. How about that? Now, Fleener has 7. Dwayne Allen has 5. So, Dwayne Allen has 6.
I was going to say, that's incorrect, because he had Dwayne 5 going in last week, and he had 1 in last week's game.
Yeah. He's got 6. He's tied with Cumberland, somehow. Owen Daniels, Delanie Walker, and Gronk has 6 as
the
well.
The two other guys that I was thinking of besides Fleener were Kelsey.
Yep, me too.
But they've had their bye already, and he didn't really get started until early
5
in the year,
red zone
right?
targets.
And then Delanie Walker.
Yeah, but Kelsey only has 9 receiving yards in the red zone.
But he's had – Delanie Walker's had a lot of long touchdowns.
Well, he's got 6. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only 1 behind right. Fleener and Olsen. All right, what do you think? Any reaction there?
It's just you don't know which tight end for the Colts is going to be better on a weekly basis. It's very hard to gauge.
How many does Dwayne Allen have?
6.
And Fleener has 7.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll be even. My guess is that when the season's over, if they're both healthy, one will have 20 and one will have 21.
All right, last category for all the marbles. The top 5 answers are on the board.
Is this triple points?
Not why.
Because that's what they do.
All
on
right, triple
Family
points.
Feud.
Triple
Thank
points. You.
You
guys are tied anyway.
And how come I haven't gotten my kiss yet?
It's after the show. Top 5 answers are on the board. I want not overall scoring. I want weekly scoring. And
what
that
does that mean?
It means per week. So bye weeks don't hurt you.
Average.
Average per week for each player. And injuries, games that they were inactive, don't hurt you either. Top 5 running backs in PPR leagues. Based on points per week when
Buzz.
Healthy. Yes.
Arian Foster.
Arian Foster is number 3. Jamie?
DeMarco Murray.
Number 1. Pass or play?
I'll pass. I'll let Dave play.
All right. We only need 3 more here, Dave. Murray and Foster are off the board. The 5 best running backs in PPR leagues on a per week when healthy basis.
Per week when healthy basis. So there's going to be some screwy names in here.
Quite possible.
Quite possible. Let's go with Giovanni Bernard.
He's
really?
Number 6.
Oh, Le'Veon?
He is number 7. Flirting with the top 5. How you feeling there, Eisenberg?
I got a guy.
All right.
Justin Forsett.
He's number 9. All right.
So close.
Chance to steal. Jamie, how
it's like FanDuel all over again.
What do you do for a living, Jamie?
I talk about sports.
Oh, okay. Well, this is right up your alley then. I'm looking for the top 5 running backs in PPR leagues, weekly scoring when healthy. We've got DeMarco Murray and Foster on the board. What do you say for the win?
I don't feel so comfortable with this anymore now. Marshawn Lynch.
Show me! Ding, ding, ding! Number 4, Marshawn Lynch.
I thought he would be too obvious. I didn't want to guess him.
Who else? Matt Forte.
Oh,
2.
Duh! How could we forget about Forte?
And then the reason I included, you know, per week, Mark Ingram, number 5.
And I was going to say him, too, but then when you said PPR, I was like, well, there's no way.
Yeah, he's
because
only
he was
got,
double
think,
digits in standard league.
Right. Well, I knew the way you kept phrasing it that it wasn't somebody that.
Yeah, I knew there'd be a screwball in there.
Let's grade some trades and end the show. Are you ready?
The screwball is Adam.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow, that's actually a big win for me.
Is it?
Usually when he passes to me, I always lose those.
yeah, you not dominated.
I always lose tight end red zone targets. I can't come through.
Grade the trade from Tony in New York. I give up Eddie Lacy. I get Calvin Johnson. My other running backs. Oh, he didn't say. He says he can nickel and dime his way through running backs. And receivers. So he gives up Eddie Lacy for Calvin Johnson.
A fair square deal.
So that's a C.
It's an A.
It's a C.
I'd rather have Lacy at this point.
Really?
Just because you know he's playing.
Right.
We don't know what kind of Calvin
now,
we get
now, back. The wild card would be is if Calvin wakes up tomorrow and says, yeah, my ankle feels pretty good. I'm going to go out there and play. Mm-hmm. Then you won that trade.
I really want him to say that next week at Atlanta.
I'd rather like him to say it now. What do you want him to say it next week?
Because I think that game against Atlanta.
New Orleans.
That game against New Orleans at home is going to be a bad one.
They're going to triple team him.
P word?
No, I don't think it will be. Yeah. I don't think it will be.
Chris, where's he from?
New Mexico.
Grade the trade. DeMarco Murray for Julio Jones and Lamar Miller.
See, now that's an example of getting a lot in trade. For your stud. I like it, especially if you need help at receiver and you've got other good running backs.
So
that's an A.
B plus.
Jason from Puerto Rico. Should I say yes to the trade or the dress? LOL. Who here has watched Say Yes to the Dress?
What is Say Yes to the Dress?
It's on some channel. I don't know. I've never watched it. But I guess you have neither. Neither of you have either.
What do you do on that show?
It's about people shopping for wedding dresses, I think.
Do I look like somebody that would watch a show about people shopping for
wedding
dresses?
You guys are married.
Dresses?
I thought maybe.
Here goes Ethan. More pictures of you in a wedding dress.
I've never seen it. I'm in a must-win situation at 2-4, 12-team PPR. I give up Calvin and Josh Gordon. I get Lamar Miller and Vincent Jackson.
I don't love it.
It's 2-4.
If he needs running back help, look, Lamar Miller should be very good the rest of the season. So,
but he says he needs a win. He's in a must-win situation, and he's trading for a receiver who's on bye this week.
But he's getting the one player who's playing.
Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grade it.
I don't like it, F. Find a better deal.
I'll say C is even.
Mm-hmm.
I get a B minus.
Wow.
Steve-O from Chicago, Illinois. Dear Push Broom, Handlebar, and Milk. Different mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
12-team league, half-point PPR, I'm 3-3. I get A.J. Green and Bishop Sankey.
F.
I give Brandon Oliver, Andre Williams, and Michael Floyd.
Oh, that is a legitimate F.
A plus.
What?
Yep.
You're basically giving up Oliver, Williams, and Floyd for Green.
Yeah, I still think Sankey's
a throw-in.
I still think Sankey's going to be good. I won't be surprised if he's good this week.
Oh, we've been saying that for 3 weeks.
I get it, but I like 18 carries.
Interesting.
How many points do you get for carries in your leagues?
You get workload, and workload leads to it. Same thing happened with Sean McClain.
He didn't exactly make a case to keep getting 18 carries when Sean Green is healthy, though.
Wait, because Sean Green's been better?
Stupid Jackie Battle.
Sean Green's been good.
Why does Jackie Battle got to be in there on the goal line? Why can't they give that to Bishop Sankey?
Jason from Durham, New Hampshire. Hello, Connor, Murphy, and Rocco. Grade the trade. I give up Lamar Miller and T.Y. Hilton for Antonio Brown. Still have Foster, Charles, Forsett at running back. So Miller and Hilton for Antonio Brown.
I think I'd like it better if you gave up Forsett with Hilton to get Antonio Brown, but I know how it is. It's fine. It's an A based on your situation. You think it's too much for Brown?
Absolutely.
It is too much for Brown, but he's consolidating. This is a move. This is the type of move you make toward the end of the season to consolidate your roster and load it up with studs.
Connor, Murphy, and Rocco are from the Boondock Saints. And Dave from York, Pennsylvania, grade the trade. Half-point PPR, giving up Brandon Oliver, getting Mike Wallace.
See?
It's pretty. If you need the receivers,
you're giving up
fine.
The good running back now to get the better receiver, get the receiver for the rest of the season. So
I'm very surprised that you would not give up Lamar Miller and T.Y. Hilton for Antonio Brown.
Because it's a lot to give up. In fact, the trade chart would probably tell you that and Brown and Hilton are worth more.
What has Hilton done the last 3-4 weeks that has been an indication that he's been bad?
No. He's been awesome. But Antonio Brown is the man. Plus, when you have Charles and Foster and Forsett.
you're counting on Foster being healthy for 16 weeks and that Forsett's keeping that job.
We're done. Thank you guys very much. Watch fantasy football today. I'm Adam Azer for Dave Richard and Jamie Asberg.
What happens if you don't watch fantasy football today?
You will lose fantasy. Nobody likes that. Bye.
Nobody likes people who don't watch.
Bye.